Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Tesim Abayz, the bottom line, the third to last word. So says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Aymer, Rabbi says, Kol HaShi'urin Kulon B'Kezayis. In general, anytime there's a shir of something that related to Achila, so generally the shir of Eichel is a Kezayis, Chutz B'Tumas Eichlin, except for when it comes to Tumas Eichlin, when it comes to food, transferring Tumah, it's a shayla if it's talking about becoming tame or being matame others. But when it comes to food, when it comes to transferring a tumah through food, so there the shear is not a kazayas, even though it's food, there the shear is going to be a kibetza, as the Gemara is going to darshan soon. So all shiurim related to achila, the shear is generally a kazayas, except for tumas eichlin. Now, where did we get this from? That the shear from tumas eichlin should be different? Says the Gemara, Shashina akasa b'meshmon v'shin v'chachamim b'shiurim. Because being that the Torah, being that the pasuk used a different lashon, it didn't use the regular lashon, as the Gemara is going to bring soon, so therefore the chachamim changed the shear. Now really shiurim are halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai. We keep seeing this lashon in the Gemara, that the chachamim, shinu chachamim, the chachamim kimlan l'rabbanon. Seemingly there are some details of shiurim that are not clear in the halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai, and therefore we still do need the rabbanon's help, whatever that is. But says the Gemara, being that the Torah switched the lashon of the when describing Tumas Eichlin, so that's how Chazal knew that it must be that the shiur is different. Uray l'davar yom kippurim. And the riot to this idea that when the Torah uses a different lashon, so it's a different shear, it's Yom Kippur. From Yom Kippur, we see that when the Torah uses a different lashon, so there's a different shear. So, Ma'ashina Kasa B'Meshmayu. Where do we see by Yom Kippur? The Gemara now is going to explain each part of this braisa. First of all, that which we said by Tumas Eichlin, that the shear is Kibetza. This that we needed to bring a raya, and then what the raya is from Yom Kippur. So, first we're going to go back, we're going to go from the end to the beginning. So, Ma'ashina Kasa B'Meshmayu. Where do we see by Yom Kippur that the Torah switched its lashon? Says the Gemara, mi lay se'une. It doesn't say, don't eat on Yom Kippur. It says, lay se'une. And so we see they used a different lashon, that anyone who doesn't afflict themselves, so he gets punished. So you see that the chiyav is a chiyav of inoy. It's not a chiyav of don't eat. And where do we see that the Rabbanan gave a different shear? Because the shear of eating on Yom Kippur is not an isser to eat a kesavas of food, like we've mentioned previously. The isser on Yom Kippur is to eat a kesavas a gaso. So we see that when the Torah uses a different lashon to describe the isser, so then it has a different shear. Then why do we need to bring a raya from Yom Kippur? Why don't we see it from Tumas Eichlin itself? That the Torah switched the lashon and the Chum gave a different cheer. Why do you have to bring a raya to this Yisrael from Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, because it was just for the drasha by Tumas Eichlin, which the Gemara didn't tell us yet what that drasha is. The Gemara is going to tell us about that shortly. But if it was just for that drasha, so I wouldn't have thought that it was necessarily because the Torah switched the lashon. I would have thought that it's just a drasha that the shear is a kibetza, as the Gemara is going to bring soon. But the point is that I wouldn't have known from there that there's the yisai that every time the Torah switches the lashon, that it's a different shear. I would have thought that there it's just its own drasha. So now, what is the drasha by Tumas Eichlin? Says the Gemara, Tumas Eichlin kibetza minolan. Where do we know that the shear of Tumas Eichlin is kibetza? Amar Bavayu, Amar Belazar. So Bavayu says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Krab, because the pasuk says, Mikol ha'eichel asher yachel. When describing transferring tuma, it says Mikol ha'eichel asher yachel. If it comes in contact with food, asher yachel, which is eaten. So that's a weird lashon. Just say kol ha'eichel. What's kol ha'eichel asher yachel? So we dash it from this, that the Torah used a different lashon, that it must be that there's a different shear. Now, where do we get to the shear of kibetza? Because we darshan that eichel haba machmas eichel. Kol ha'eichel asher yachel means food which comes from food. Ve'ezazeh, beitzas tarnagailas, which must be referring to a chicken egg. The chicken is food, and the beitzah is food, so it's the beitzas tarnagailas, that's how we understood that the shear by Tumas Eichlin is a kibetzah. Now, any type of food is included in Tumas Eichlin, it's not lav dafka kibetzah, this is just teaching us about the shear of how much food you need for this, transfer of Tumah. In fact, the Gemara of Eimagadi, who says that the shear is a kibetza? Maybe the shear should be like the size of a small goat, of a gedi, which also comes from a mother goat. So it's also eichel mitoich eichel. Says the Gemara, Mechusar Shechita. No, that doesn't have a din oichel because it's Mechusar Shechita, and therefore until then it's not Mekabel Tuma. It's not considered a food with regards to Kabbalah's Tuma because you have to shecht it. Well, says the Gemara, Ve'ima ben Pekua. So maybe it's talking about an animal that you find inside of a shechted animal. So the halacha is that animal does not require shechita. So if so, maybe that's the eichel from eichel that it's talking about. But really, the shear is a gedi, and it's not mechus or shechita because we could be talking about a ben Pekua. Says the Gemara, no, because even that ton kriya lamaisa, you still have to tear it open to let the blood out, and being that it's not roi la'achila, since it's not yet still roi la'achila. So when we have this drash of eichel mitoch eichel, it's not mistaber that we're talking about something which is aser ba'achila. It's more mistaber that we're talking about a beitzas tarnegailas and that the shear is a kebeitza. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, we're talking about a beitza, but who says the beitza of a tarnegailas? The aim of beitzas bar yochni. Maybe it's talking about the beitza of a tremendously large bird, of a bar yochni, and really the shear is much larger. Says the Gemara, being that we have the option of dashing a larger shear and a smaller shear, beitzas bar yochni, and a beitzas tarnegailas, so we have a klal, tefasta merubula, tefasta mua, tefasta. That any time you have a choice, when it's unclear how to darshan something, and you have a choice of dashing a larger shear or a smaller shear, so there's a halacha that you're supposed to darshan the smaller shear. And therefore, we darshan, we say that it's talking about a beitzas tarnegailas, and not a beitzas bar yochni. The mashal is that when you grab a lot, so sometimes you could be grabbing too much. You don't know if you're necessarily grabbing everything you're supposed to. When you grab less, then you for sure are grabbing what you're supposed to. It's maybe you didn't grab enough, but you're for sure grabbing everything you're supposed to. That's the mashal, that it's always better to grab less. But it's a lemaisa, it's a din, that's how we darshan the Torah, that when you're unsure how to darshan something, a larger shear or a smaller shear, so we always darshan the smaller shear. That's how we know it's talking about a beitzas tarnegailas and not a beitzas bar yochni. Well, says the Gemara, Ve'ima bi'aso de tziporta. Maybe we're talking about the baits of a very small bird, the zut artuva, which is the baits is extremely small. It's even smaller than the baits is tarnegailas. And you just said the rule, the fasta mu'at tefasta. You always want to grab the least. So why you assume that the share is a baits is tarnegailas? Maybe the share is a baits of a tziporta, which is a much smaller share. So the Gemara does not answer the kasha. This was Rabbi Avoyu B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, who said that this is the makar. And the Gemara is sort of at a dead end over here. And how do we know that the shear is a beitza tarnegailas and not a beitza de tziporta? Rabbi Avoyu Didei Amar, however, Rabbi Avoyu himself, he said a different drasha. He said a different makar. That the way we know that the shear is a kebeitza is mikol aicha asher yeachel. It's from the midrash from this pasuk, the same pasuk, that aichel sha'ata aichel bevasachas. That the shear of Tumas Aichlin is the amount of food that a person can eat in one shot. V'shiyaru chachamim im beis abliya machzik yoyser mi beitzas tarnegailas. Chazal have a knowledge that the most food a person can fit into his throat at one time is not more than a beitza of a tarnegailas. Therefore, that's the shir, just the darshan the shir from the pasuk slightly differently. That's mikol aicha asher ye'achel. That's the amount of food which can be eaten in one shot. But Al-Kopanim, so it comes out, so we said originally that Kol HaShiurim Kulam B'Kezayas Chutz Mitumas Eichlin. We said that all Shiurim of Eichlin is generally a Kezayas, except for Tumas Eichlin. Now we know that the Makar for Tumas Eichlin, that the Shiur is not a Kezayas, is because the Torah said a different Lashon. It said Mikol HaEichah Asher Yachel. And being that the Torah switched the Lashon, so that's how we darshan, that's a larger Shiur. Now you wouldn't have a Raya from here that any time that the Torah says a different Lashon, that it must be it's a larger Shiur, because maybe this is just Orcha de Kronaka, maybe this is just Orcha de Milsa, and it's just a drasha. Therefore, we brought a raya from Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur, you see from Leisa'una, it has a different shear, meaning that the Torah switched to Lashon, so therefore it's a different shear. That's the purish of the Braisa of what Rabbi was saying. Says the Gemara Veiter, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, that ha'aychel chelev bizman hazeh, one who eats iser fats of an animal on Yom Kippur, he eats chelev, not Yom Kippur, just in general. It's asr to eat chelev all year round. So if a person who eats chelev bizman hazeh, nowadays, so the halacha is tzarech sheyichtov leishir, he has to write the amount that he ate. Because shema yavai bezdin acher v'yarbe b'shiurim. Because maybe a bezdin later on is going to come when the Beis HaMikdash is back, and they're going to change the shiurim. So because they might change the shiurim, therefore you have to write down how much you ate to know whether or not you're going to be chayiv then when we have the Beis HaMikdash back. Says the Gemara, Ma yarbe b'shurim. What exactly does that mean? What's this concern that they're going to change the shurim? So, e neima de mechayvi karbon ekazayis katon, that they're going to be marbe the possibilities of being chayiv. That they're going to increase the possibilities of being chayiv because they're going to make it that the chayiv of eating chaylev, the share of a kazayis, is smaller, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for even eating a smaller amount. So, therefore, write down how much you ate, even though you think you're potter, even though you think, let's say, you only ate what you would call half a kazayis, but write it down because maybe when the Beis HaMikdash is back, they're going to say that half a kazayis, that's really a kazayis. They're going to make the shiurim smaller. So therefore you should write down the shiur. So in fact, the Gemara, though, that's not reasonable, because by the time we learned in the Braisa, So we dash from this pasuk, the pasuk which teaches us about the chiyuv chatos, that hashav mi diasei may be carbon ashkagasai, loy shav mi diasei ei may be carbon ashkagasai. You only chayev a carbon chatos for doing an avera b'shoigeg if you would have refrained from the iser had you known about the iser. But if they make the shear smaller, being that the time that you were over on the iser, that was still paches mikashir, so you wouldn't have been shav mi diasei, because at the time that you ate it, that wasn't the shear anyways. So that wouldn't have changed your mind. You were hungry, whatever, ignoring chatzis shear, I guess, but that chatzis shear is aser, but you were hungry, so you wouldn't have changed your mind, because you didn't, at that time that you ate, that wasn't yet the shear. So that there's no chiyuv chatzis for such a thing. So says the Gemara, Ella, what it means is delay mechayvi karban adika kazayis gadol. And maybe they're going to be yarbe b'shiurin, and they're going to say that the shear are really larger. So even though you ate something which you think is a kazayis, you think when the Beis HaMikdash comes back, you're going to go ahead, purchase an animal, go bring a carbon, not so fast. Because maybe Bizman HaMikdash, maybe they're going to say that what you ate was really less than a kazayis. They're going to say that the share of a kazayis is really larger. So therefore, you should write down how much you ate. Says the Gemara, so what does it mean that we already answered this question when we read the Gemara, but the Gemara wants to know, according to that which we thought originally, that Yarbe B'Shiurim meant that they're going to make the Shiurim smaller, so how does that fit into the words Yarbe B'Shiurim? So says the Gemara, Shemi Yarbe V'Karbonis Mach Mashiurim, that they're going to be Marbe the possibilities of being Chayv V'Karbon from the Shiurim, because they're going to make the Shiurim smaller, since being Yarbe B'Shiurim, they're being Marbe the possibilities of being Chayv V'Karbon from Shiurim. But anyways, the Gemara is saying that the maskana is that Shemi Yarbe B'Shiurin means that they're going to make the share larger. So therefore, even though you think that you B'Shoigeg Eda Kazayas, still you should write down exactly how much Chelev that you ate, because maybe B'Zman HaMikdash they're going to say Kazayas is larger, in which case you have no right to bring a Karban Chatos, because you really ate less than a share. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amar B'Yechnon, Shiurin V'Einshin Halachal Meishim Misinai. That's Shiurin. for Isurei Achila and the punishments, it's all Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Frak the Gemara, Mini Malkus and different Misais, that's all Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Frak the Gemara, Einchen Nechtav Ksivi. Einchen isn't a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Einchen, you look in the Torah, you have Parsha of Malkus, you have the Parsha of Misas Vezdin, of different Misais. So that's not Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that's written in the Torah. So just to have a better Havana of what the Gemara is asking, the Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirsha Mishnayis points out that really every Halacha that we have is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. There's no halacha that we have that wasn't taught to Moshe on Har Sinai. It's not like we're making up halachas in Shas. These are all halachas that were really passed down. So what does it mean something is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai? So says the Rambam that anything that we find a makar for in the Torah, so really everything is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai technically. Everything was passed down from Moshe on Har Sinai. It's just that things that we find a makar in the Torah, we have a drasha with using one of the Yud Gimel Midos, a Torah in drasha span, so then we no longer call those a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Things that have no makar, no remez, at least directly in the Torah, so they're purely known just through Mesira, that's what we call halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So the Gemara is asking that Einshin is not halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, because we have it in the Torah. Avada, that was passed down, L'maisha Reino on our Sinai. But it's the being that we have a Makar for in the Torah, so that doesn't make sense to call that Allah L'maisha Mesinai. So says the Gemara, Eli Hachikamer. This is what Rabbi Yechna meant, that shiurim shel einshin halach lemeshim b'sinai. That's it's one thing that the shiurim to be chayiv and einesh for eating iser, that's halach lemeshim b'sinai. The shiur for how much a person has to eat of chaylev or whatever it is to be chayiv, that shiur is halach lemeshim b'sinai. Tani nami hachi, we learned in a brisa like this as well, that shiurim shel einshin halach lemeshim b'sinai. That the shiurim to be chayiv and einesh, that's halach lemeshim b'sinai. Acherim maimrim bazdino shel yayivitz tiknum. Others say that Asniel ben Kenaz, that's the Bezdin Shal Yaivitz, Yaivitz is Asniel ben Kenaz, that he was the one who was Mesak in the Shiurim for Einshin, and that he was the one who was Mesak in the Shiurim. For Ekta Gemara, how could that be? Vaksev Eila Mitzvahs, Shein Navi Rashi Lechadish Davar Me'ata. A Navi can't add to the Torah, he can't be Mechadish things that we don't have a Mesera for. Ela Shokchum V'chazr V'yastam. Rather, what it is that really it's Halach L'Meshem Mesinai, it was passed down, just the Shiurim were forgotten, and the Bezdin Shal Yaivitz, the Bezdina Shal Asniel Ben Kenaz, they re-established it, but it's not that they were Mechadish it, it was really known originally, just it was forgotten, and they just re-established it. We'll stop here, and we'll continue from here, Bezdina Hashem, in the following shir.